Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, I think so. How about you?
Oh, yeah, dude. This is going to be a good time.
Oh, good.
There's a low-hanging fruit dad jokes. And you know how we like dad jokes.
Ooh, love them.
There's some shocking moments in this one.
Oh.
There, I've said it. It's I got it out of my system. That's the one I needed.
Too soon?
No, good timing. Great timing.
Okay. My wife usually says too soon.
TMI. That's my sister, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My bad.
I got turned on.
Oh. There. You should have told me you were. I needed the bomb chicken wah wah.
That's great. Right after I said something about my sister, I said I got turned on. And then I left it. This is starting
Sweet
out.
Sweet home Alabama.
Oh, boy. Now we're going to be on Team Tom Segura because they got pissed off at one Mr. Segura for those kind of jokes.
Well, I think Tom Segura is real low compared to Joe Rogan right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The whole Joe Rogan thing?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I don't know. Well, he's the one that said, yeah, go ahead and take my episodes off. There's no, you may as well. Either Spotify was going to do it with or without his permission, but Rogan just like, yeah, dude, go ahead. I probably said some shit in those episodes that I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, we've said shit that we probably shouldn't have. Not like racist shit, but just shit like, and then we go back and we listen and we're like, nah, I probably shouldn't have said that, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, he talks. I listened to, I forget what it was, some podcast, and like, he talks for a living. He's right. Bound to say something that offends someone.
Sure. Why not? And, yeah, there's no two ways about that, of course.
And he dropped a hard R.
Did he?
You know? Oh, yeah. It was the hard R.
Ooh, my.
But I think he was referencing things. I mean, Joe Biden said it. No one talks about that. Joe Biden said it.
The Joes are fucking, they're going off fucking deep end lately, aren't they? Fucking Joes, what are you guys doing?
Look, it doesn't matter if someone on their team says it. You know what I mean? But somebody who goes against what they think says it, and what? You know, and then right. It's a whole fucking thing. It's ridiculous.
But I, shortly after that, Neil Young, you know, the whole Neil Young thing, he's like, I don't want to be on the same platform as this guy. So it was like, did I send it to you? Neil Young said he's going to take his music off of Spotify, and the millennials are like, who's Neil Young? And what the fuck was the list of them? And it was like, who's Neil Young? What's Spotify? And you know, how do you stream music? Something weird like that.
Yeah.
So was there anybody that actually cared? Neil Young took his stuff off Spotify.
No, I didn't give a fuck.
No, the people who use Spotify probably aren't listening to Neil Young because they don't know how to use Spotify.
No clue, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, the whole situation is upside down. And did you see that Rumble? I don't know what Rumble is. I tried to look it up. Offered Rogan a huge contract and
100 million.
Yeah, to be wide open.
Yeah.
But then David Draven came out and said that good on Spotify because they're allowing freedom of speech. Whether you want to agree with that freedom of speech or not, it's still freedom of speech.
Who said that?
David Draven of Disturbed.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, we're in a... So, just today, this is the 9th, my boss said, so we do a thing at work where we read your card.
Okay.
And if it comes up bad, it's on the blacklist.
All right.
My boss today told us we cannot say that anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it is literally the government blacklist. Thanks, Wanda.
How about that?
All right. Thank you, Wanda, for the tip. We appreciate it. But yeah, we can no longer say it's on the blacklist.
Come on.
That has nothing to do with race. It's literally a blacklist.
Right.
So I drive a black car. What eventually am I allowed to call it a black car, or can I not?
Well, is there a negative connotation to using that word to describe the vehicle you're driving?
Well, I mean, what if we said it in Spanish?
Uh-oh. Careful.
I won't say it, but can you imagine?
That's a slippery slope.
Unbelievable, man. So I'm going to make a point to say whatever is on the blacklist a lot of times at work, just because that's stupid.
I'm willing to bet it's this stupid. Came from some sort of marketing thing. Probably, it may not even been HR. It may have been a marketing thing. Some sensitive somebody somewhere wanted to head off any kind of controversy over the negative connotation for blacklist. That's where it's gone. If it's negative, we're not going to use the word black anymore.
Yeah, and when the term came out, it wasn't derogatory towards African Americans.
No, it's a fucking color.
Yeah, it's blacklisted. Like,
right, it's just a simple phrase. And I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of people that don't give a shit. No matter what color skin they're wearing, they don't care.
I work with multiple people who are like, that's stupid.
Now they're drawing more attention to that. So they're making you get into a mindset of, oh shit, I need to be, maybe that's the point, but then it's a double-edged sword. You're getting into a mindset that you either need to be more sensitive or you have to think of people in a different way. Always. Why don't we just stop talking about it?
I mean, again, it's the white man telling the black man how he should feel. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, oh, you should be offended by the term black, regardless of what we use it as.
Right.
You know, black licorice? Can't say that anymore. It's just, I don't know.
You can say it if you like.
Opposite of white licorice. Well, like, what are we doing?
It's people being offended for other people who don't care, and it doesn't make any sense.
It's the whole the Latinx, the Latinx thing.
Yeah.
There's literally a way, like, there's Latina, there's Latino, and then there's Latin. Latin refers to all of them.
It should be that simple.
Yeah, you don't need a Latinx.
No.
I don't even know how the fuck we got on this, because it has nothing to do with lightning.
Ren Durant. So
Duran Duran?
Duran Duran. I was trying to think some lyrics, but is that? No. That was aha. I was going to say the take me on thing. Take on me, take me on. That was aha. No? Yeah. Checking out?
Yeah, I don't know. You're older than me, man. I don't know.
But not that much. But I've had more MTV experience, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so what turned me on to talking about lightning? That's the phrase. That's what I was going to say before the whole thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that the record for longest lightning flash duration was broken, and the record for the longest distance of a single lightning strike was broken. And it was actually
broken. What do you mean, from cloud to ground?
Cloud to cloud.
Okay.
Cloud to ground, I guess that would vary. That would be an interesting thing to think about. So if it was in the upper clouds to the ocean, I guess that would be the longest, wouldn't it? Because it would be down to sea level.
Would it?
Right.
Or would it disperse as soon as it hits the water?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It wouldn't go below sea level.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I've heard lightning can travel, like, horizontal. Like, I don't know. This is what I've heard. It could travel from cloud to ground, like, 100 miles.
Oh, so it would travel, like, at a crazy slope. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how true it is. I don't know if it was just a scare tactic. Like, if you see clouds, that means you can get struck by lightning, even if you don't see it. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a scare tactic because some of the stuff I read. Boy.
Well, lightning is crazy.
It is.
It's so bizarre because you see videos of people. This one video, it stays in my head of this guy. He gets struck by lightning and he gets up and he starts walking down the street and he gets fucking hit again.
He's all charged
up. And then gets up and goes. He gets hit twice and then gets up and walks on.
That is insane. I don't.
It's Thor.
Yeah, I would be done. The first time I'd be like, whoa, no. Well, maybe he was trying to escape it, but if he was just walking.
Well, I mean, can you run after you get hit by 1,000 volts?
Or more.
Or 1,000,000 volts or whatever it is?
Now, about that, I think the way I understood it, and so there might be some kind of gray area there, is if a person gets hit directly by the bolt coming out of the sky, they're done. But if almost all the time, the survivors of lightning strikes, it hits something else and then goes to them. In an instant, it's speed of light, but it would be something super close, then it would strike them, and then it would run through them somehow.
So it gets, like, diluted?
A little bit. Just enough that
it
doesn't hit them full force.
I wonder why that matters. Like, does it spread out when it hits something else first, or...
I wonder if it's like a
fucking train, it hits, like, 16 cars before it hits you.
And it's dissipated like, it's a little bit.
A little slower.
It's not as much juice getting in you. Maybe.
Huh.
Now, these two records were... It takes time to go through the records, so they happened in 2020. The records were broken, so it was just confirmed here in February that this is what happened, that they were broken. So maybe it won't be long before they say, oh, record's broken again, because they're slowly looking at the data that they've collected over time.
Okay.
But I bet you didn't know that nature was in competing for these records, huh? You know, the Olympics are here now. Now nature is competing for lightning strikes.
The Olympics are so goofy, but I won't go on my tangent, but it's so weird.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a fine episode. The Olympics are weird.
It just doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, probably not in this episode.
No. I almost did it, but I'll stop.
Considering that we've only just started tracking these kinds of records, it's probably not the best that nature has to offer. The record that has been broken, these records, it's probably, I don't want to say average, but I don't think it's the best since we've just been started tracking it. So come on, Thor, or whoever is wielding Mjolnir after Ragnarok, what are you doing? You can do better than this. Record.
Don't. What are you doing? you're calling for stronger lightning, crazier lightning. Are you crazy?
Thor, Zeus, Jupiter, the Roman god of lightning and thunder. You know, the Christian god. He's been known to throw a little lightning around.
Yeah.
Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. He really does. He does it a lot.
Did you see the new Mortal Kombat?
Game or movie?
Movie.
No.
You don't want to? Not interested or?
No, I wouldn't say I'm not interested. You mean new as in how new?
21.
Oh, no. No, I didn't see that.
But anyway, I'm sure the Gods of Lightning can do better than what they've done for this record. Holy crap. The geostationary lightning mappers on the GOES 16 and 17 satellites is what they use to track these. And some weather satellites over Europe and Asia, too. Now, on June 18th, 2020, a single lightning mega flash lasted for 17.102 seconds above the skies of Uruguay and northern Argentina. 17 seconds, dude. That's like turning a light on, counting to 17, and then turning it off.
Yeah, that's one single strike. Sound, yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot when you're like 17 seconds, but like imagine, you know, you see a flash and just 17 seconds, it's just
on. There's a lot of charged up energy there just to leave that thing on that long.
Wow.
Apparently,
God was really rubbing his socks on the carpet there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. You just, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. You know, and just.
Like, listen to that. Look at that. That was a good one, huh? The previous record was in March of 2019. That lasted 16.73 seconds. And that was also over northern Argentina. And apparently that's just where the gods hold their lightning longevity competitions.
They're trying to kill Hitler.
So where he is, northern Argentina. He's not dead yet. It's been a long time.
Well, he's got to be dead, yeah. But, I mean, his son's probably still around.
Oh, Hitler Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Jr.
Adolf the Second. He's got the full name.
Oh.
And he's in Argentina.
Isn't there?
He's even got the little mustache. People are like, you look like that guy. Like, no, not me.
You're thinking of Charles Chaplin. Or Charlie.
Yeah.
Can't even say it right.
He's even got the hat. He's like,
he's in disguise. Wasn't there an African? Is it African? I think it was African. Political leader. His name is Adolf Hitler. I don't know why.
Yeah. Where was that at? Was that? That wasn't Nigeria, was it?
Maybe.
Yeah. I remember that.
He could be a grandson.
What? I don't know.
That wasn't his last name, though, was it? It was Adolf Hitler last name. I don't know what the last name was. Isn't that what it was?
I don't know, but my God, like, why?
Come on. Why would you? It's a very specific name, and if you even do any kind of research anywhere, you're going to find that special somebody.
They did not find that name in a baby book.
No.
You know, they weren't looking through the baby book, and they were like, you know what? Adolf? Flip, 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 flip. Hitler. Yeah. Let's do it. No. You know, you don't find that. I mean, Adolf probably isn't even in baby books anymore because of him.
Right.
And Hitler is not even a name. It's just a last name.
So it should be. All right.
Those parents loved what he did.
Oh, boy. They were a particular breed of people. Now, this one is crazy. Okay, the flash that lasted the longest. Yeah, it's one thing. You just turn the light on for a while. But the longest lightning strike, a single line of lightning on April 29th, 2020, stretched from Houston, Texas to southeastern Mississippi. It was 477.2 miles long.
What? That's what I was saying.
Right. Hundreds of miles.
That's insane, man. And then my kids are like, you know, they're outside in the summertime on their scooters. And then I hear thunder. I'm like, come on, get off the scooter. It's time to come in. And they're like, why? I didn't even see any lightning. And I tell them because my parents told me,
yeah,
like, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it can't get you. And then they're like, oh, fucking dad, like, such a buzzkill. Like,
yeah. come on. You're now, they're going to get a buzz. They don't fucking listen. They're going to buzz the fuck up.
I'm going to make them listen to this episode now. My 9 and 10 year old.
Do it.
Yeah, right. They've heard me talk worse than this, I'm sure.
What? No. That doesn't happen.
The feds, like, sir? Like, all right, wait, hey. We've been listening to you on your live.
We know what's happening right now. I'm swatted while you're on. That'd be horrible.
They kept trying to cut us off on MK Ultra.
I know.
The bastards.
This is just lightning. Calm down. There's nothing crazy going on here. And to get another idea of how far that is, that's roughly the distance between New York City and Columbus, Ohio. I know in America we use everything but the metric system to measure shit. How many Big Macs away was that? No, I don't know. I didn't measure that in Big Macs. Sorry.
My daughter's doing a project on Simone Biles.
Ooh, okay.
And, okay, do you know how short she is?
No.
4'8".
That's short.
My son is 4'7½".
Now I have a real good idea of how tall that girl is.
Yeah, unbelievable. But anyway, my daughter, she puts in her notes 4'8", and then, like, I don't know, whatever the centimeters. And she was like, they're really specific. And I'm like, no, 4'8" or 100 and whatever centimeters. And then I said, we're one of the, like, two or three countries who use the imperial system. Everyone else uses metric.
Right.
And she was like, what? And I was
blew her mind.
America, you know?
Wait till she figures out what imperial means. For the measurements, I don't really know. But it sounds like it, you know, way better than somebody else, right? We have the metric system, and then we have the imperial system.
We were just like, you know what? You guys drove on the left side of the road. Nah, we're going on the right. we're just doing everything the opposite of you. Except for the taxes. We're still going to charge people taxes. Like even crazy. even though we fought against it. But we're like, you know what? That actually is a good idea now that we're in our own country and we can collect the money.
Right. So the 477.2 miles long was only 37.3 miles longer than the previous record that happened over southern Brazil October 31st, 2018.
That is so crazy.
Huge. It's just, there's pictures of that flash over from Texas to Mississippi. And it branches out, but, like, the main trunk of the lightning is jagged over to there. So if you straighten it out, it would be a little bit longer. But there's all kinds of branches off of it. So that thing just streaked across the sky. It just spiderwebbed all out.
Did you send that to me?
No. Do you want me to?
I saw that.
Did you?
Where did I see that? When did that happen?
February 1st, so just a couple of weeks as of the recording of this, is when they confirmed
it. Yeah, I probably saw it on Reddit then.
Yeah, there's a pile of YouTube videos about it too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, almost 500 miles.
That's insane, dude.
Huge. Randall Cervini of the World Meteorological Organization said it's, quote, likely that even greater extremes still exist and that we will be able to observe them as lightning detection technology improves. So,
what? Yeah,
he pretty much agrees that the gods could toss lightning around a little bit better than what they are right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've only just, in the last couple of years, started measuring it. So if something even more wild happens, like, I don't even have this in my notes, but I saw it somewhere else. They're blaming climate change on as much lightning that's reaching the Arctic Circle now. So there's been lightning, more and more lightning observed over the 80th parallel. Or, you know what I'm talking about. Latitude, longitude. Yeah. One of those lines. It's the circle. that goes around.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more and more lightning being observed closer to the North Pole, and apparently that's super weird. And of course, climate change is being blamed on that.
Well, a lot of things get blamed on other things, like...
What? No, it doesn't. Stop it.
All these heart attacks? Have you seen what mainstream, like, MSM is saying about all these heart attacks? Climate change could be causing it. Shoveling snow could be the cause of it. All these other
Really?
Well, how about the vaccines? How about the fucking vaccines?
No. They're perfectly safe for everybody. And
fuck you, Spotify, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Pull us off for that.
Flagged.
Fucking Spotify.
Flag. Now there's going to be a notification at the beginning of this.
I told my wife I need to go back and check our Spotify catalog to make sure they haven't pulled something.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Me either. And people get pulled all the time without any notice. So we need to go in there and double check. I'm telling you right now, if they've pulled anything, this is just me talking. I'm done with them. Fuck them.
I really wonder how many people listen through Spotify. Well, I mean, we have the numbers, but is that their only source to listen? A lot of people, still blows my mind. Pandora? Guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But...
That's really weird. Really weird.
Because to me, Pandora is just, a playlist. You can tell it what artist to listen to. And then it just plays a bunch of stuff that's similar, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even know podcasts were on there.
Right. I think that was one I had to specifically go do something special to make it happen on there.
Well, look, you did a great job, man. You saved us. I mean, you got all the numbers.
Tune in, and I was hoping, because you can listen to podcasts on Sirius XM also. I got that because... My truck can do it, and it's cool because it's way better than regular radio. Well, yeah. There's no in the app you can listen to podcasts through Sirius XM, and it's I've tried to get the podcast from there, but I must be doing something wrong, or it's just not gonna happen. But anyway,
whatever.
Where are we at with time? Are we doing pretty good?
About 34 minutes in.
All right. We'll talk about Roy Sullivan and his adventures with lightning. That's one of the worst sounds Roy hears. And he hears it, or heard it, way too often.
He died?
Yes.
Oh.
But not because of
lightning. I jumped the gun. Oh.
Well, careful.
Wow.
Well, spoiler.
Sorry.
Unofficially, his first time being struck by lightning, first time, is when he was out with his dad, and they were doing some farming work. Damn it. So, yeah, unofficially, he was out with his dad, and it wasn't documented. He had his scythe up. And they were out doing whatever they were doing with farming, and he got struck. And it didn't hurt him so bad. It hit the scythe and then blew through him. But that was never officially on any record.
Just so, hit that, blew right through him, and he's like, I'm good.
Right.
I got a giant hole in my fucking leg, but I'm good.
Well, I mean, it didn't damage him that much, but yeah.
Okay.
I wanted that whole story, but I thought I had that in my notes. Guess I don't. So, anyway, Roy Cleveland Sullivan was born February 7th, 1912. He was a park ranger in Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. That was between 42 and 77. Oh, no. He retired shortly before 77. And the first official strike by lightning was in April of 1942. His first documented lightning strike was then. He was hiding from a thunderstorm in a fire lookout tower. The tower was newly built. Oh. The tower was newly built and had no lightning rod at the time. It was hit seven or eight times.
Damn!
During this thunderstorm. Inside the tower, fire was jumping all over the place. That's a quote from Sullivan. He ran out and was struck a few feet away. It burned a half-inch strip all along his right leg, hit his toe, and blew off his right big toenail.
Left he sounds a hole like in Phil Schneider. Remember Phil Schneider? He got hit by the fucking alien ray and just blew off his fucking fingers and toes or something?
Right. He had a bad time, dude.
And they say lightning never strikes the same place more than once. It hit this tower seven times?
Yeah, it got lit up. And then it hit him. He went out in it. I don't know if the lightning was trying to get him at the time.
Or what, man. It's like Final Destination.
Right.
Like, he was doomed to die, and it, like, Thor just couldn't make it happen. He was trying, but...
That was the first official, but the second one unofficially. So that was 1942. That would make him 30 years old when that happened. And now, 27 years later, you know, he thought he was fine. Nothing. He's good. That was weird. That fire tower thing. Good. Nothing else happened until July of 1969. Unusually, he was hit while in his truck driving on a mountain road. Usually, you're fine in the metal body of a vehicle. You know, it kind of acts as a Faraday cage. It'll hit the vehicle and then disperse out the rubber tires and be grounded.
Yeah.
The lightning first hit nearby trees and was deflected into the open window of the truck.
Oh, see, you got to keep your windows up.
I guess?
I don't know. I don't know if it matters, but...
Yeah, if the window was open, it would have been lacerated all over the place. Maybe? If it was actually directed at him? What are you doing, Thor? Or Zeus Hayes' dude? I don't know.
They're he is doomed to die.
The strike knocked Sullivan unconscious and burned off his eyebrows and eyelashes and set his hair on fire. He was unconscious when all this was happening. The uncontrolled truck kept moving until it stopped near the edge of a very deep ditch. One article said cliff edge. One article says deep ditch. Deep ditch pizza.
A gully.
Okay, yeah, fine. That's probably fine.
It set his hair on fire?
Set his hair on fire, burns off his eyebrows and eyelashes. Gone.
So he looked like Hades from the Hercules commercial. Or the Hercules, commercial. Cartoon.
Yeah. He was just
his head's on fire.
Well, he's like Harry from Home Alone.
Fucking Ghost Rider.
Lightning was not done with Roy Cleveland Sullivan. Single year later, he was struck while in his front yard. The lightning hit a nearby power transformer and from there jumped to his left shoulder, searing it.
Why even go outside ever again? I mean...
Right. Sorry. And I'll read this next one and then it gets worse. The next one. Where am I at? Four? Five? I can't keep count.
I think this will be four, right?
I think so. Spring of 72. Yeah. So in spring of 1972, Sullivan was working inside a ranger station in Shenandoah National Park when he was struck again. It set his hair on fire. He tried to smother the flames with his jacket. He then rushed to the restroom but could not fit under the water tap and so used a wet towel instead. Shave your head, dude. Don't give it a target. What the hell?
Maybe Thor really hated his haircut. Just always setting his hair on fire.
Don't wear your hair like that.
I hate mullets. Don't bring them back. And he's just throwing lightning bolts.
Yeah, just like that. That was good timing. Although he never was a fearful man, after the fourth strike, he began to believe that some force was trying to destroy him, and he acquired a fear of death.
After the fourth one, that's when he said, something's trying to kill me?
Right.
If I got hit twice, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Hang on. I got to build a bomb shelter, because that's where I'm going to live out, living out the rest of my days there.
I'm not going anywhere near the sky. I'm not going to see the sky. Nope. I don't need it. For months, whenever he was caught in a storm while driving his truck, he would pull over and lie down on the front seat until the storm passed.
Like a baby.
He also began to believe that he would somehow attract lightning even if he stood in a crowd of people and carried a can of water with him in case his hair was set on fire.
Lightning's attracted to water, by the way, and metal. So a can of water, probably not the best idea.
Right. This fucking guy.
That's hilarious, man.
This is a quote after he was on the news in 1972 after this happened. Quote, I do not think God is behind this. If he were, the first lightning strike would have been enough. It's like, nah, this is somebody else trying to get me. Zeus, Thor, what are you guys doing?
Come on, you pussies. God would have got it right the first time.
Right, calling them
what
out.
Are you just a, what are you, just the minions? Just a henchman?
Number five. Officially five, unofficially six. August 7th, 1973. So, spring of 72... what, a year and a half? So summer of 73. While he was out on patrol in the park, first of all, I would have been done with the park. Done.
Yeah.
It's over. Sullivan saw a storm cloud forming and drove away quickly. But the cloud, he said later, seemed to be following him. When he finally thought he had outrun it, he decided it was safe to leave his truck. Soon after, he was struck by a lightning bolt. Sullivan stated that he actually saw the bolt that hit him. The lightning moved down his left arm and left leg and knocked off his shoe. It then crossed over to his right leg, just below the knee. Still conscious, Sullivan crawled to his truck and poured the can of water, which he always kept there, over his head, which was on fire.
This is like, I don't know, it's... Like some weird alien shit, like...
I know. Just
where the fuck did you find this story?
I swear I heard about this particular guy a different time. But when I finally looked it up, oh my God.
My cheeks hurt from laughing so hard at
We're
this.
We're not done.
Oh no. It hurts.
Number six, officially, seven, unofficially. The next strike on June 5th, 1976. So he got almost three full years before getting hit again.
So he thought it was done. He's like, all right, I did my time. All right, I got released on good behavior.
Good. June 5th, 1976. He injured his ankle. It was reported that he saw a cloud, thought that it was following him, tried to run away, but was struck anyway. His hair also caught on fire.
That's just how he's explaining bad haircuts. He's like, I don't... Like, he went to the barbershop, they fucked it up. You're like, I got hit by lightning again. Like, damn, dude, you get hit a lot.
By this time, people were catching on. They knew who Roy was. He was a human... lightning rod. A restaurant on Loft Mountain would not let him inside if it was overcast. One day he was walking with the chief ranger when they saw lightning way off in the distance. The chief said, see you later, Roy. He can't go in restaurants. His buddies are walking away from him when there's rainstorm coming. Roy, damn, dude.
It's like he's unvaccinated. He can't go anywhere.
Wear a mask, damn it.
Make sure there's no metal in that mask. Can't use the one that has the wire that you know, like you can form you around your nose. Your nose.
Nope. Not that one. Number seven. Officially seven, because it was documented. This is all the time while he was a park ranger. When did he retire from that? Was it then that he retired? No, anyway. Number seven. On Saturday morning, June 25th, 1977, Sullivan was struck while fishing in a freshwater pool. And be prepared, because this takes a fucking turn. Okay. Not just the... I'm keep going. The lightning hit the top of his head, set his hair on fire, traveled down, and burned his chest and stomach. Sullivan turned to his car when something unexpected occurred. As if that's not already enough unexpected stuff.
He's expecting it by now, dude. What do you mean not a... He's expecting that.
But he didn't expect. A bear approached the pond and tried to steal trout from his fishing line. Sullivan had the strength and courage to strike the bear with a tree branch. He claimed that this was the 22nd time he hit a bear with a stick in his lifetime. So, dude just got struck by lightning. His hair is on fire. He's like, you're not taking my fish.
It's the 22nd time he's beat bears up with baseball bats.
Yeah, with a stick of some sort. He's a park ranger. He's like, get out of here, bear. Get out of here.
They got to make a movie about this fucking guy. Are you kidding me? I've never seen this movie. This is crazy.
There was a... I watched it, too. It was a short movie. It's on YouTube. Anyway, you should look it up. But it was only sort of based... It was roughly based on Roy's story. It's called Don versus Lightning. And it was set in Ireland. And it's about this guy who just kept getting struck by lightning. And it's so funny. It's very subtle comedy because it's Irish. It's good. You should definitely look it up. Don versus Lightning.
And it's about him?
It's roughly based on him, but his whole story about consistently getting struck by lightning. Because this guy in the story,
oh, okay.
What was he doing? Or in the movie. I forget what he was doing. I don't know. He was walking up the road after getting done fishing, and a lady, an annoying lady neighbor that he had, was driving up from one end of town to the other or whatever, and asked if he wanted a ride. No, no, I'm fine. I don't need a ride. I'm walking. Well, Don, it looks like it's going to rain. It's all right. I've been raining on before. She pulls away. He gets struck by lightning. She backs up and then takes him to the hospital. That was strange. And then she tried to offer him shepherd's pie or something because he...
Oh, him. I love shepherd's pie.
Right. He said, no, I don't want your shepherd's pie. Please leave me alone. Get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. Go away. And then he said, I can make my own shepherd's pie. And one arm was in a sling. I think actually that happened after the second time he got struck by lightning.
He doesn't even have to put it in the oven. He just zaps it.
He tried to cut an onion, and he couldn't do it with one hand. It was bad. So eventually, he did take her shepherd's pie. But I just got to tell you, at the very end of the movie, which is only 12 minutes long, it's super short. So every minute, this dude is getting struck by lightning, essentially. He could barely do anything, and then the lady, he said he finally decided he would take the lady out fishing. And she wouldn't stop talking while fishing, while she was sitting there fishing with him. And he's like, shh, you're going to scare the fish away. He's like, and then she goes, would you like a sandwich? Would you like your sandwich for lunch? Hands him a sandwich, struck by lightning. Knocked him over in the boat, and then he sits back up. Well, Don, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And he put out some fire on his chest. Then he picked up his sandwich. It's toasted. Ate it.
This. We're 50 fucking minutes in.
I know. Unfortunately, Roy Sullivan had enough. Around 3 a.m. on September 28th, 1983, Sullivan died suddenly, not from a lightning bolt, but from a single 22 caliber bullet through his head. Wow. rumor spread that Pat, his either his girlfriend or his wife at the time, shot. Oh yeah, his wife shot her husband, but it was determined Sullivan killed himself. So it was 5 years. I get what he was messing the lightning, so he had to have something. I don't know. But that's horrible.
It's like a druggie, yeah. You know. They just need more and more, like fucking lightning. Come on, give me more. Give me something. I gotta feel again. You know, I hurt myself today. You know, like
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. To see if I still feel. You know, I'm not a.
All right, we better take a break on that sad note that we turned around somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe we should say something about suicide, because that's what Roy ended up doing, and that's not.
Oh, good. Oh shit! I'm sorry, I played the fucking note. I thought he got killed or something. Like, sorry, I played the sound.
No, he took himself out. I mean,
yikes!
I don't.
I'm sorry.
That's awful that he felt like he needed to do that, but. I'm not going to get into it in this episode, but there was another story about, what was his name? I can't remember what his name was, but I found a new podcast that I'll probably start listening to, the Outside Podcast, and it was about surviving a lightning strike, and they interviewed this guy who was pretty, some PTSD because of the lightning strike, that one struck near him, and then one that pretty much struck him. It hit a boulder that he was near and then hit him.
Mm.
And he was in very bad mental state after that. He was so messed up. So it probably damages you in more than physically.
Why the fuck do you never get a superpower, though? This is horse shit.
It is horse shit. You can't wield Mjolnir. You can't throw lightning yourself. Your superpower is don't come near me because now I'm the lightning rod.
Yeah, like, you get bit by a spider, you die. You don't turn into Superman.
Or Spider-Man.
Your parents get killed, and you're afraid of bats. You don't turn into Batman because you're fucking poor, and you can't turn into him. You know?
Right.
You gotta be rich to be him or Iron Man.
That's their superpower. Richness.
Money. Love it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna run down the different types of lightning real quick. And some of them are pretty fucking wild, actually.
Different but, types?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you were kind of saying at the beginning of the episode what the lightning does. I mean, it's kind of types that way, but it's more regular lightning doing what we know.
Oh, okay. Same lightning, just doing different things.
Well, there is some wild-ass lightning in there. And
ball lightning.
Ball lightning is on the list. But first of all, the regular lightning goes cloud to ground and negative charge, which means in the clouds, when a storm cloud forms, there's the lower clouds are negatively charged and the upper clouds are positively charged. When they get colder, it turns more positive up in, you know, the further atmosphere. So the negative charged cloud to ground lightning is when the lightning goes from the negative clouds, the lower clouds, to the ground. So negative to positive. Then the cloud to ground lightning positive charge is when it goes from the upper clouds to the ground to make that connection.
Is one more powerful than the other?
The positive charge cloud to ground, because it's got more juice to come through, it picks up the electrons in the lower clouds, is more powerful.
It's kind of weird. You would think it would, I don't know why I would think this, you would think over a further distance it would kind of weaken.
Well, it's actually the opposite thought. They have to travel further distances, which mean they are also stronger. They also pack a lot of thunder to follow. Yeah. So they got to get more juiced up to travel further. And then there's
yeah,
cloud to cloud lightning happens when a negatively charged cloud finds a positively charged cloud and opposites attract. These do not strike the ground, obviously, they just travel from cloud to cloud. Then there's cloud to air. Lightning happens when negative charged air particles become attracted to positive charges within the cloud. These produce some loud boomers, but do not hit the ground.
Is that like heat lightning? Or is heat lightning just cloud to cloud? Because you know how heat light, like you see heat lightning and you don't even like hear thunder, do you? You just see flashes.
Right. And that's one of the other like subtypes of lightning.
Okay.
And while we're on that subject, I'll just talk about it real quick. It's more, heat lightning is more like so far away lightning that you don't hear the thunder.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Heat lightning, so it's also known as
normal.
Yeah, totally normal because of humidity and, or, yeah, I think it's how it goes. But anyway, it's also known as silent lightning, summer lightning, or dry lightning.
So it's still just as dangerous, just
potentially, yeah.
When we see it, we're like, oh, it's just heat lightning, no big deal. But we can still fucking die.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so far away.
Yeah, but how far? I mean, you just said earlier it traveled 400 miles, right?
It could, yeah, yeah.
So even if we if we see heat lightning, maybe get the fuck inside? Or is it further than that, even?
It's further than that, because if you can hear it, then it's not close enough to... I mean, it's definitely a good idea to be cautious about it, no matter what.
Yeah.
Heat lightning is a misnomer used for the faint flashes of lightning on the horizon or other clouds from distant thunderstorms that do not appear to have accompanying sounds of thunder. The actual phenomenon that is sometimes called heat lightning is simply cloud-to-ground lightning that occurs very far away, with thunder that dissipates before it reaches the observer. At night, it is possible to see the flashes of lightning from very far distances, up to 100 miles, but the sound does not carry that far.
So, still very dangerous.
It's still lightning, yeah. Theoretically. It'll still do lightning things.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought it was something different.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, that was heat lightning. And now there's upper atmospheric lightning, or ionospheric lightning.
HARP.
Yeah. Maybe that was one thing that I saw that I was reading about, the Arctic lightning. And somebody commented, did they turn HARP back on here recently? I'm like, oh shit, maybe they did. Did they?
I don't know. But I know you can't trust the fucking U.S. government. No. That's what I know.
Flagged.
Fuck you, Spotify.
Now they got to listen to the whole episode to figure out why it's flagged. More listeners. Yeah.
That's the new Bill Gates. The new fuck you, Bill Gates. Not just fuck you, Spotify. Bullshit.
There is all this other crazy lightning that happens. Apparently the preferred usage is transient luminous event, or TLE, for all these other observed electrical events in the upper atmosphere. So have you heard of Sprite lightning?
I don't think so, no.
It's probably difficult to see it. You might be able to, being as close to the ocean as you are. It doesn't necessarily happen with the ocean. It just happens. Sprites are flashes of bright red light that occur above storm systems. Sea sprites, short for galluminiform sprites, is the name given to vertical columns of red light. Sea sprites exhibiting tendrils are sometimes called carrot sprites. And other types of TLEs include halos, which is this spherical area of lightning that's above storms sometimes.
Weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Just ongoing? Like, I mean, it's got to be kind of constant in order to light up, right?
But yeah, so it's it's there, it's observed long enough, or it happened long enough to be observed.
As a halo, as a circle.
Yeah.
That happens. That's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. Then there's, I talked about the sprites, the jets. There's blue jets. Blue jets are believed to be initiated as normal lightning discharges between the upper positive charge region and a thundercloud, and a negative screening layer present above this charge region. So you got the negative clouds. Well, you have, you know, sky, ground, and then negative charge clouds on the lower part of the thunderstorm. Then you have the positive clouds above that. And then these blue jets go up above that. The lightning strikes up. Not just cloud to cloud, but above the clouds, vertical. Not towards the ground.
They're in a dome.
Right. Pretty much. That's where they discharge into the dome.
Maybe. I don't know. You ever been to space? No. I haven't either. Yeah, exactly. So we don't know. Space blue. Might not even be real.
The Van Allen belt's there. So they tell us, right?
That's what they tell us. Maybe that's what the dome is. They're like, don't go up there. There's a Van Allen belt. And really, it's just a dome?
Maybe. Maybe that's where the lightning's going. And they're just telling us this bullshit about Van Allen belts and all that crap.
Maybe that's where the lightning comes from.
Ooh, the dome.
You're like, oh, it came out of the cloud. And really, it's just the dome. Like it's just like an electric fence to keep us idiots in. And every once in a while, it's got a discharge.
To keep us in line.
Well, yeah, discharge to keep us in line?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Blue starters. So there's blue jets, there's blue starters. We were discovered on video from a nighttime research flight around thunderstorms. And they appear to be an upward-moving luminous phenomenon closely related to blue jets. They appear to be shorter and brighter than blue jets, reaching altitudes of only up to 20 kilometers, whereas blue jets go... I guess there's no number for that, but more than 20 kilometers. I don't know what that is.
To the dome. To the dome.
Blue starters appear to be blue jets that never quite make it. Oh, see, there you go.
Wow, that's sad. They just... they fell short of their dream.
Oh, Just the tip.
What? I wasn't going there.
Gigantic jets, where blue jets are believed to initiate between the upper positive charge region and a negative screening layer directly above this region. Gigantic jets appear to initiate between the upper positive and lower negative charge regions in the thundercloud. So between the two charged clouds. In a similar process to how blue jets form, the higher charge region is discharged by the leader network before the same occurs in the lower charge region. And wind in the leader network propagates upward from the cloud toward the ionosphere. And then there's what they call, yeah, right?
Right over my head. Where are the Thundercats at?
Then they name something else, another phenomenon called elves, ELVES. And now this is how they got that acronym. And it's a mouthful. And there's not a whole lot of area in there for it to be called elves. Emission of light and very low frequency perturbations. Yes. Emission of light and very low frequency perturbations due to electromagnetic pulse sources. Elves. What are you guys doing at the weather phenomenon house? They often appear as dim, flattened, expanding glow around 250 miles in diameter that lasts for typically just 1 millisecond. They occur in the ionosphere, above the ground over thunderstorms. Their color was unknown for some time, but is now believed to be red. Elves were first recorded on another shuttle mission, this time recorded off French Guiana on October 7th, 1990. And apparently there's a bunch of other ones, but I'm going to just read through all those quick and then talk about ball lightning for a second.
All right.
There's trolls, transient red optical luminous lineaments, pixies, ghosts, gnomes. So there's all these crazy observed versions of lightning. And the sprites are red, there's blue jets, so they're all manner of colors. And the idea is it's charged up elements that creates all the different colors.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And now, one of your favorites. I'm sure you've did a little, probably didn't do research, but heard about ball lightning.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
And apparently it's so, it occurs enough, but it's rare enough that it can't be studied. So it's a super weird phenomenon. It's happened enough that people are like, yes, of course, this happens. And there's artistic depictions of it throughout history. It'll just form and then flow through a window or through a wall. And sometimes mostly it occurs with other thunderstorms in the area. But it just seems like this ball of plasma that just floats around.
Yeah, it's really strange. And, I mean, they talk about it all the time in these UFO cases where it's like, oh, I saw an orb. Every time people see an orb, it's, oh, that was ball lightning. Like, maybe, maybe not, but
right.
You hear it all the time with these orb cases.
Right, you know, the will-o'-the-wisp thing. It could be ball lightning, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Just traveling around. Or it's just simply in a hallucination. We're kind of running long in this episode already, and I wanted to talk about stuff around the Van Allen belt. So maybe, you know, I don't know if we'll dedicate an entire episode to ball lightning, but has been lots of recorded cases throughout history about ball lightning.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get into it. But as scientifically, since they can't, they may have been able to create it in a lab, but they're not really sure.
Ball lightning?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, to study it, they try to recreate it, but it just doesn't seem, they don't know how it forms yet, really. That's why it's almost a myth, a legend. But the last thing I wanted to talk about is, so you know about the Van Allen belts. We were spitballing all around them.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there is two Van Allen belts. You know that?
I think we talked about this, right? There's a thin one and a thick one or something, or there's a thin part and a thick part?
Right.
Okay.
There's one that's closer to the Earth, and then there's a gap that they call the Van Allen belt slot, where we stick satellites. For GPS satellites, internet satellites now, all that, just outside the inner Van Allen belt.
What? That seems too stupid. Why put it, like, in this little sliver, like, between this radiation and that radiation? I'm going to put my satellite right in between that, right in that little sliver of safety.
Well, it's not that thin, but it's still, there's still occurrences of radiation in there that seems a little bit crazy. Well, but I don't know how, they can't put it inside the inner Van Allen belt because then it wouldn't be in orbit, as far as I understand. And, of course, they can't go outside of that. So they have to give anything they're sending through there. You know, if we don't think of it as a dome that we can't penetrate, anything they send through the Van Allen belt has to be protected. It has to have extra shielding to get through that radiation. And the radiation is like solar winds and just solar activity from the sun. I'll get into all that in a second. So they're sitting inside this area. So we got the inner Van Allen belt hugging the atmosphere. And then we have this Van Allen belt slot that fluctuates with radiation from the sun. And then there's an outer one that protects that space.
How's there a gap?
They're not entirely sure.
But yeah, I mean, like,
it just seems a little crazy, right? Like, there's radiation, a gap, and then more radiation. Like, if it's coming from the sun and shit, like, there should be no gap. It should just be...
Well, it's the magnetosphere of the Earth. Earth isn't the only celestial body that has this. Europa on Jupiter, or out near Jupiter. Apparently it has some sort of protective Van Allen-esque belt around it that we would have to protect ourselves if we were to go out that far.
That's the electric fence for the cattle.
Exactly.
That's to keep us in.
Keep us in. Or keep us out of the other places.
Well, I mean, either way, if we can't go.
So that, I don't think they're sure of how that slot, that safe zone has occurred. But there's a theory that they're tossing around right now that the reason that is a safe zone, they don't know how it was originally formed, but it continues to be cleared out. It fills in with radiation from the sun, and then it gets cleared out somehow. And they were studying it for a long time. They couldn't figure out how it was cleared out so that it could be a safe zone. But now there was one of the scientists, I forget who actually saw it. He was looking at a map of lightning strikes, and he compared that to times when the safe zone was filled up with radiation and then when it wasn't. And now the new theory is lightning actually clears out the safe zone somehow. It goes beyond Earth's atmosphere, through the magnetosphere, through the first inner Van Allen belt, cleans up the safe zone. No? Not buying his bullshit?
Don't believe it. What the? How?
I don't know. He saw a map of lightning strikes, and he compared it to times when the safe zone was filled with radiation and when it wasn't. And the lightning strikes they correlate with the times that it gets cleared out and how it gets cleared out. So what the fuck is going on? I learned that I was watching a video in my living room. Just, I think it was on YouTube. Yeah, it was on YouTube. And it was like a 50-minute documentary about this kind of stuff. And I was almost dozing off. But then when they started saying stuff about the Van Allen belt and lightning clearing it up, I'm like, what the hell? Hold up. No way. That seems just like the moon. It seems just a little too perfect.
What if, whoa, hang on, hold up.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
What if the gap is the dome? What if there's radiation on this side to keep us from getting to the dome? The gap is the dome, and then radiation on the outside for if we somehow break through the dome.
It's going to tear
Hello.
Us up.
Hello, hashtag flat earth. I don't know. I mean, how is lightning clearing it out?
Exactly. How is lightning doing this? Somehow. Why? Why would lightning do that? So if that's the case, that means activity from the sun that is affecting the protective barrier around the Earth is then cleared out by atmospheric conditions on the Earth. How is the atmosphere on the Earth affecting space stuff? But it does.
Because space is fake, bro. How do you have an atmosphere against a perfect fucking vacuum? How do you have it? You can't. It would get sucked away. Gravity. Gravity's keeping the atmosphere here. I don't know, man.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's what they say. I don't know.
Engineers may eventually design spacecraft to generate radio waves at the correct frequency and location to clear radiation belts around other planets. This could be useful for human exploration of interesting bodies like Jupiter's moon Europa, which orbits within the giant planet's intense radiation belt. You hear what I said? They're trying to come up with technology that clears it out. That's a fucking awful idea. Why do you think it's there? Don't play with it.
Well, I mean, look, they're like, look, we got to clear this shit out because we've already created a fence. It's like a chain link fence of debris that we scattered all across fucking space.
Well, it's fine in a space dump truck, but
We just got to shoot through one of the holes in the chain link fence. But now we got to contend with radiation. They're like, well, we'll clear that out, and we got to hope we aim properly and shoot through one of those holes.
Yeah. That's all I've got for lightning. It's everything's mysterious about lightning.
That fucking guy who,
right.
who got hit, his head was on fire more times than I've even set a fire in my fire pit.
Right.
Like,
he carried a can of water. He's like, I've been struck a bunch of times, so I may as well just take precautions. Like, some people carry fire extinguishers in their car because maybe their car will catch on fire. The car catches on fire way less than this guy's head has caught on fire.
They just use the damn guy as a match. You know what I mean? Like, they just carry him and put him down. Like, ah, got the fire lit. Can you put my head out, please?
All right. I don't know what to think. What do you think? Lightning be crazy. Lightning is weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, that story alone of that guy, I mean, that was weird in itself.
Now, there's a rumor, and I don't know if it actually happened because I couldn't find any evidence of it, but maybe it's just, you know, a cherry on top of the whole story just to make it more fun. But supposedly, his grave has also been struck by lightning.
No way. No way.
Supposedly. That wasn't in any official article. That was just something somebody else said somewhere. Maybe.
What? That's, dude, that is so crazy. That is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
It's awesome. I love it.
And I did a story on a dude, a Brazilian, having sex with an alien.
Right.
And the lightning one is still more bizarre to me.
It's not that it didn't happen. There's evidence. Like, the guy was damaged. He went to his boss because he was a park ranger. Boss, I've been hit by lightning. Again? We're going to have to get a report. It's just going to be Roy Sullivan. We've just got lightning reports for Roy Sullivan.
They just have tubs of burn ointment. they're just, like, ready. Like, as soon as your hair falls out, we're going to slather this on. You're good to go.
You're not supposed to have hair, Roy. Stop it. All right. That's it. I don't know. We leave it in a dome? You think it's a little too perfect that we have those Van Allen belts and lightning clearing it out for us to just have satellites up there? It's too right. You think it's too right? Mm,
too weird.
Yep. Tell us what you think. Podchaser.com/BreeOnTheWeird. Leave 5 stars. And comment about lightning. Apple Podcasts. Search Bring on the Weird. 5 stars. Tell us about your lightning experience. Have you been struck by lightning? You'd like to know. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would.
You can even get to us on Discord. WeirdnessHQ.com/BringOnTheWeird would get you the link for Discord. I think that one's still active. If not, we'll have to fix it.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
And for now, if you want some cool merch, you can go to myconspiracytees.com/BringOnTheWeird, tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/BringOnTheWeird.
That's all I've got. You got anything?
I got nothing, buddy.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.